The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Welcome to the Well Hung Podcast, where we reach into the well of life and bring you the gems of the week, from news to pop culture. Now, here are your hosts, Diana and Nate.
Oh, that wasn't creepy at all.
Oh, hi. Hi, it's me, Thanos. Just want to remind you to go see Guardians of the Galaxy still in theaters. I'm in it and I'm evil. Thanos out.
Wow.
Wow. Special guest, you guys. That's a special. We're hitting it big time here. Wait, we can't get sued for that, right?
No, I don't believe so.
So we're hitting it big time. We had a guest. I haven't seen that yet. I'm super.
Oh, you have to see that. The movie is fantastic. Guardians of the Galaxy is fantastic. Go see it. You will have fun. If you don't have fun at Guardians of the Galaxy, you're terrible. Let me just say that. Because the movie is just fun.
I've been hearing great reviews. I cannot wait. I just need another friend.
Do not go see Lucy.
Oh, yeah.
Lucy is shit.
I like how that's like how you like to... Like, he was blaming why he was sick. He texted me. He was like, I think my body's punishing me for seeing Lucy. I was like, that bad? He's like, yes.
Yeah, it's easily the worst movie I've seen in several years. Just awful. I went into it on the Nate Darling Show, so I won't... I won't bore people.
Don't taint this podcast.
I won't. It's I'm on vacation right now, by the way. Hi, I'm in Portland, Oregon.
Fuck you.
How's it going? I'm being ironic. I'm being
this dumbass for real. Wow. Wow.
It's true. I'm not
he
here.
He deserves a vacation though. He's
I obviously need one.
He definitely does.
Obviously
Soup's
need
jealous.
One.
Yeah. Soup's jealous.
Yeah, I totally had to get tickets to the Portland Timbers. They're my favorite soccer team, but they're playing their rivals, their hated rivals, the Seattle Sounders. So the tickets are all sold out, and on StubHub, they are 2.25 times face value. So tickets that are normally $40, I paid over $100
for a soccer game.
Yes, Major League Soccer.
Anyone else? I wish there was other people here that could share in this moment of just pure judgment.
Well, if Christiana were here, she would not judge because she knows. And Ted doesn't judge because he's...
Ted.
Yeah, he's Ted.
So I'm going to judge for everyone else.
Okay.
100% for a soccer game. See, okay, I get... Okay, never mind. I can't judge because there's some weird things that I'm a fan of that I would spend hundreds of dollars for on if I had the money.
Right.
And I spent a lot of money on dumber things, so I can't, that I didn't even like.
Yeah, I went to a Timbers game last year when I was up in Portland, and it was the most fun I've ever had at a sporting event. And it just happens that this is the game that's there when I'm there, and it's the biggest rivalry game in Major League Soccer. It's like Red Sox, Yankees. It's like...
I just don't like soccer.
That's fine.
So I'm not understanding this. I just realized that you do go on, not a lot of vacations. I'm not saying you don't deserve it, but
Right. Life
must really suck for you when you come back.
Oh, it does.
Because your vacations are awesome.
Life really sucks for me before I go, too. Because I'm like, oh, my God. Because here's the thing. At a certain point, once... Because I've worked crap jobs, and you go on vacation. You don't get to go on great vacations, but you do crap jobs, and you're like, I need a vacation. And you go on your vacation that's not as great as you'd like it to be because you can't afford it because you have a crap job. And then you come back, and you go, eh, whatever. But when you have other jobs, and some of them are crap, some of them are not, but the job I have is one where there's a certain amount of work that has to be done whether I'm there or not. And so basically what it means is either I have a giant shit pile of work to do before I leave on vacation or I return to a giant shit pile of work. So and you don't always have the choice of which it is. It's just one of those things where, the last few weeks before this vacation has just been crazy just because of a lot of stuff going on with work and things that we're trying to get done. And it's just... yeah, I definitely need a week away. So,
take me. Wait, what?
You're not the first woman to say that to me.
Oh, stop.
You are the first lesbian to say that to me. But
yeah, no, I went through a confusing period about that. I don't know what's going on with that. But anyway, I think I'm just asexual. Fuck it. I'm not even gay anymore. I'm just asexual. But yeah, I hope you're having a great time, Nate, at your
The game was yesterday.
Oh, the game was yesterday. I have no brain cells to deal with this.
Here's probably what happened. I came back to the hotel after the game and posted this show on the site.
Oh, okay.
So that's kind of how it goes.
Working on his vacay. He is a troop.
Yep.
Trooper. I need to stop talking like that. My system manager talks like what I was doing, and I laugh at her. And then I slowly find myself talking like her, and then I just judge me, and I'm scared.
You're scared. Why?
I sound like a white girl, like a valley, like white preppy.
What's wrong with that? Come on, you know you want to talk like that.
Soup's creepy.
Yeah, I know.
It sounds like The Ring.
Listen.
My precious.
I'm 19 years old.
Oh my God, Nate, shut the fuck up. She doesn't listen, so it doesn't matter. I'm clear. I'm in the clear.
Yeah, what are you talking about? You're so cray. You know I'm a dime. 19-year-old out.
So, yeah, the things are just busy.
I hate you so much. I hate you so much.
By the way, if you're wondering, you know, we say... thank you for supporting the show when you shop Amazon through the Nate Darling Show and NateDarlingShow.com, the shop Amazon tab. One of the things we do is we put money back into the show. So over the past little bit, I re-upped on the name of the website, so we get to keep that for another 2 years. So that was a pile of money. And the little piece of equipment that allows us to have special guests, be they... Evil overlords of the Marvel Universe, or Diane's 19-year-old friend. So if you're wondering what happens with that money that you spend, that we get a little bit of, that's the sort of thing.
Like, part of it goes to torturing Diana. That's what it goes to.
Listen, there's going to be a lot of torturing of things going on with this thing. So it just opens up a whole host of things that we can do.
And we make it more... entertaining, because Diana's gonna go home and cry after this.
Well,
she's still Stoops heartbroken.
I'm sorry.
No,
well,
it's okay.
But yeah, that's what we do. We try and put money back into the show so we can do different things to make it more interesting. So there you go. Whether it's the Well Hung podcast or the Nate Darling Show, the money all goes to the same place.
Watch the money, like the sales go down. Now they're like, this is what they're spending the shit on. Nope.
How dare you?
Just kidding. And well, you know, it's entertainment. It made me crack up and smile after a really long shift at work.
Right.
Dealing with really ridiculous people.
Yeah. It's...
Be nicer, people. I don't fucking get it.
Oh, yeah. Well, let me give you a little for instance. One of my coworkers and I were on our way out to shoot some video out in the field, and we had to stop for lunch. So we stopped at a certain owl-themed restaurant in Rancho Cordova. And we had a fantastic waitress. She was a fucking delight to deal with. She was bubbly. She was in a good mood. She was... helpful. She knew the menu. You know, my coworker was like, "What's the difference between this sauce and this sauce?" And she's like, "Oh, that sauce is like this. They're pretty close, but this one's a little bit chunkier. This one's this." I mean, she knew her shit. She had her shit down. And then when she was gone a little bit long with the bill, she's like, "Oh, by the way," she goes, "I accidentally swiped your card twice. Now we voided it, but that's why it took so long to get here. Now they might hold a little bit." So she explained everything to him, what she did. I mean, just fantastic. And when she came back, she's like, "Thank you guys for being so much fun to work around and be around and blah, 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 blah." And we're like, "You too. That was awesome." And then she got a giant tip from him and a bigger tip from me. So everybody be nicer. It works out.
Yeah. Too bad I get paid the same way and I don't get tipped. And people are too... Okay, here's the thing.
Yes.
Do this. Write customer service letters if you have a good customer service experience.
Yes, absolutely.
Especially from me. Because I got so...
Yes.
Shit. No, because I got like shit over the radio. First of all, I would have felt bad if this person actually wrote a letter about me, because she wasn't even my customer. I said like two words to her. And then... So like... the thing is, like, it does matter. And, it, like, honestly, it makes me feel good when I hear, like, first off, it makes me feel really good because I get to rub it in my coworkers' faces because they don't believe that I am awesome.
Attention shoppers. Diana did a nice job. Yay, Diana. Way to go. Ha, ha, ha.
Yeah, this
store manager out.
Like that? Was it like that?
Yeah, okay. But it wasn't the store manager. But anyway, so like, I was like, one of them was like, "Yeah, you got an informal compliment." I was like, "Bitch, what am I supposed to do with that?"
An informal compliment.
And the manager wasn't even there. Like, no one heard, and no one believed it either. Over the radio, they're like, "She's full of shit. She's making that up." I'm like, "Wow, guys."
What's an informal compliment? Is that like the Asian chick wasn't a bitch?
Actually, kind of. That's what happened.
Everybody else in this place is a cunt, but that Asian girl was nice to me.
Yeah, and the best part is there's two of us, right? In my department, there's two of us. And I went up. She was like, "Yeah, you got to come out." I was like, "Are you sure it's me?" Because I didn't deal with the customer for like the last 20 minutes. And she's like, "No, I described you. Because you don't have your hair down today."
Oh, okay.
So that's what we have to do, you guys. We do that shit for you. I dress down and I look like this for you. So I'm recognized. Because there are some Asians in there. Don't want to get it confused.
It's true, you don't.
The other Asians try. I don't. You can always just describe it that way. The one Asian in that department that doesn't try at all, but has a really great personality, that's me.
Well, there's instances where customer service is bad, like in North Carolina. I'll just let the news story explain it to you.
Well, a Carteret County mother makes a shocking discovery when she goes to eat her chicken sandwich from McDonald's. Charlie Mattis of Moorhead City says she found a Nazi symbol etched in butter on her bun. News Channel 12's Juliana Valencia met with her today. She's live in the studio.
Leland, Mattis says she found a swastika on her bun. We've been working on the story in our newsroom for several days now, making calls and...
Several days.
Days. It took days.
They spent days on this butter swastika.
That's already my favorite part right now.
It is. Let's continue with the story.
Talking to McDonald's first to make sure the customer's allegations are true and to find out what McDonald's is doing about the incident.
A McDonald's drive-thru. It's a quick choice for food where your order is typically the same no matter which location you go to.
I ordered a Southern-style chicken sandwich for myself and a Happy Meal for my daughter.
But for Charlie Mattis, this Moorhead City McDonald's drive-thru didn't hand her the order she expected.
I went to go put my mayonnaise on the sandwich, and that's when I noticed it.
She says a swastika had been burned onto the bun of her chicken sandwich with butter.
Is this a joke? Does somebody really think that this is funny?
This anti-Semitic symbol was used by the Nazi Party in Germany during the Holocaust.
Oh my God.
Her grandfather had fought in World War II.
Many, many people died under that symbol because of it, and it's not something that should be taken lightly, and it's not something that should be thrown around.
She says when she went inside, employees offered to replace it.
I really didn't have an appetite at that point, so I said, you know, I'd rather have my money back.
Mattis says even with the money, she didn't feel satisfied. She wants the incident addressed at a larger scale.
Maybe it needs to be a part of training. Maybe it needs to be brought up more often so that people...
Okay, a hamburger you, people. Hold on.
They're going to teach World War II.
I think this requires something bigger. Hold on. Okay, everybody, welcome to Hamburger University. McDonald's likes to make sure that everybody knows what they're doing. So let me first say this. The swastika is a symbol of anti-Semitism and Nazi hate. Lots of people died under it. Please do not throw it around on the buns in butter, ketchup, or any other condiment, really.
In fact,
don't do that. Anything resembling Pol Pot should not be drawn on things. And also, nothing with Idi Amin. Thanks. McDonald's, you out. Okay. It was on there. It was in butter.
I don't understand, like... Okay. When I was younger,
mm-hmm.
I got this bracelet from a Buddhist monk.
Okay.
And which I wish I had, because I like to wear bracelets. So it's a thing that I do enjoy accessorizing in that sense, but I only wear like sentimental stuff. So I had this bracelet by a Buddhist monk, which is pretty dope, right?
Yes.
And I was in fifth grade, I think. And someone, it's I can't remember what it's called, but if you flip it around, it was one of those things. It was like the sign itself was made out like jade.
Okay.
Or something like, not jade, it was brown, but it's a type of rock. And if you flip it around, it was a swastika, but if you flip on the other side, it like meant like peace or something like that.
Okay.
Maybe that's what they were doing. She looked at it upside down. No. Probably not. I mean, if they work at McDonald's, probably not. I shouldn't judge because I work in retail and a job that people judge at. And I am fairly educated.
By the way, her name was spelled, her name Charlie was spelled Charleigh. So I think we can judge.
You have to be fucking kidding me.
Nope. Not kidding. Not even remotely kidding. I would. What could I make up about that story that would be more ridiculous than the actual
Well, the fact that they started saying, we spent days on this.
We spent days. Oh, days, I tell you. We called McDonald's. We talked to her. We called corporate. We went through 8 or 10 drive-thrus of trying to get some swastika buns. It just didn't work. I don't know.
I just didn't understand, like, also, okay, I think the story itself is ridiculous.
Yes.
But also that person as a human being, you're kind of a piece of shit. Like if you're really that bored and you want to, it's like when people tag shit and they're like, hey, this is funny. Let me tag a swastika. It's like, dude, you can make a penis. That's funnier than a fucking swastika. Wow. Okay, got a little heated there. Couldn't even speak. Got a little heated there. Not going to lie. But well, it's, yeah, just as a human being, really, like that's what comes to mind. Most people would draw dicks.
Now imagine, if you will, she hadn't gone to put mayonnaise on her chicken sandwich. She would have eaten that symbol of hate without even realizing it.
And
then what?
And then hate would have consumed her. You are what you eat. Actually, hold on. I thought that shit came with mayo.
I don't know.
Did she want it separately? I think she's like out on a mission to find fuck ups.
It could be.
She's like, you know what? No mayo. I want it on the side. They don't even have mayo packets. The fuck is she talking about?
I'm mad about this. So would you like another bun? We'll do that for you. No, I don't have any appetite anymore. I want my money back. Okay, here's your money back. Thank you. And then, nope, I'm going to go to the TV station that will spend several days investigating this.
I feel so shitty because that's my favorite. That's seriously my favorite part.
To be fair, that clip was on The Soup a couple weeks ago now. And and yeah, they did point that out too. So anyway, any bits of wisdom from the world of Twitter at Bitches Preach?
Don't draw swastikas. I don't know. Don't put extra condiments that aren't needed, especially mayo on a McDonald's chicken sandwich. You don't need extra.
Yeah.
I don't. Do you have anything to do you want to?
Here's one thing that I will say. Try not to speculate too much about shit that's going to piss people off, especially if you're not that smart. I know that's kind of hard because if you're not smart, usually people that aren't that smart but like to spin tales don't know that they're not that smart. I know this sounds like I'm that person right now.
Oh, I get what you're saying. No, it took me a while to get what you're saying.
By the way, that's how I would describe Lucy. Lucy, the movie, I'm going to finish with this. Don't go see Lucy. That's my bitches preach. And Lucy is like a really dumb person trying to pretend they're smart. That's what that movie is. So, anywho, sorry. That would be my bitches preach.
That's a good one.
Bitches.
Are preaching.
Bitches be preaching.
We can end on this little antidote.
Or an anecdote.
Anecdote, sorry.
Go ahead.
Antidote was the cure for, wow. Okay, in my defense, long shift, zero brain cells left. But this, oh my God, her name's escaping me. But she was headlining the Sacramento Punchline. She's like, add me on, like, she's amazing. I think her last name's Rodriguez.
Okay.
I hope I don't butcher that. If I do, I'm going to look it up. So the next episode, I will correct myself if this is wrong. But she's amazing. And she's hilarious. So I went up to her afterwards. I'm like, hey, I really enjoyed your set. And like as a female comic, like I do admire seeing someone just like that real and raw. We're talking. She's like, hey, just add me on Twitter. And I was like, just a heads up. My handle is Bitches Preach. I was like, maybe I should like come up with like a real nicer one. But I don't know. I like it.
No, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that Twitter handle. And by the way, you following her on Twitter means nothing.
Oh, no, she followed me back. She followed you back.
Okay.
Yeah, no. She was like, follow me. Because she's like, I would love, if you're ever in LA, I would love to check you out and stuff like that. So she's like, she's a really cool, like, human being. Like,
nice.
She's really cool, which is like, you know, she was on Last Comic Standing.
Okay.
not like name dropping, but I'm just like want to put out there that people that have like that celebrity status that are headlining and doing all this stuff that are just like great human beings as well, because I'm nobody and she treated me like as a person. So just want to give a shout out to that, to her, and everyone check her out. She's hilarious. I don't know where she's going to be next, but she's hilarious. Follow her on Twitter. Follow me on Twitter, because I just checked out 34 followers.
Wow. It's at Bitches Preach, by the way. You need to follow her. I'm at Nate Darling, and I have over a few hundred, so.
Okay. It's not... Making me feel better after bringing our 19-year-old guest on the show.
Listen, I by no means have tons of followers. I'm just saying we need to get you into triple digits.
That would be nice.
You also need to tweet some, too.
Yeah, you're okay. Wow, I have to put work into
you
this
do.
Shit?
Damn. Because, dude, I keep the people I follow under 100. So here's the thing. I give people I know who we follow each other, I give them a little bit of a pass. Other people, if they do not entertain me, they are gone.
Okay, I see it now. Okay, I got to tweet more. I will try to be funnier, you guys.
You got to tweet at least every couple of days.
I've been trying, but I just haven't been feeling funny.
You know what you should... But here's what you can do. Like, when this show comes out, you can tweet, hey, check out the new Well Hung podcast.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
Wow, I'm an idiot. Okay, I will get on that. I'm going to be a better... That's my new goal for the rest of this week, is to be a better comedian and a better... comedian.
A better tweeter?
Tweeter. Entertainer. I am going to be a better entertainer starting after this podcast. Thanks, everyone.
Okay, perfect. Thank you, Diana. It's been fun. Our last show of August. So everybody have a great Labor Day weekend. We'll have a new one for you on Labor Day. Until then, enjoy some music from the 70s. It's Rod Stewart and Faces. And stay with me on the Well Hung podcast.